USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Winter storm watches and warnings have been put in effect from eastern North Dakota to northern Missouri ahead of heavy snow expected to start Thursday night. The area could see anywhere from 6 inches to a foot of snow. AccuWeather saying with the 20-30 mile an hour winds, there will be near blizzard-like conditions across parts of the Midwest and Plains. President Biden going big when it comes to distributing COVID-19 tests. Biden saying on Thursday he plans to distribute an additional 500 million COVID-19 tests to Americans for free, doubling the original amount. A new report says Earth had one of its hottest years on record in 2021, with temperatures 1.5 degrees Fahrenheit above last year's century average. USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
A new Quinnipiac University poll clocks President Biden's job approval rating at a new low of 33%, down 3 points from the last Quinnipiac poll in November. The poll found that 53% disapprove of the job President Biden is doing. The poll also finding that just 28% of Hispanics approve of Biden's performance, suggesting a continued political realignment between the two major parties heading into the 2022 elections. College enrollment is at a 50-year low. It continued to drop last year, and nearly 1 million fewer students enrolled in college compared to 2019. That's according to a report from the National Student Clearinghouse. The rate of college enrollment has been trending downward in recent years and was made worse by the pandemic. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Senate Minority Leader is talking about a request from the Democratic-led January 6 Committee.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, says he will not participate with the January 6 Select Committee's request to interview him. McCarthy on Fox News says he has nothing to add and criticized the panel's abuse of power.
The answer could be very clear. Why did the Democrats, when they created January 6, pick and choose which Republicans could be on, disallowing, never before in history, individuals that I selected as minority leader? Why did the chair of this committee say the speaker is off limits?
Questions continue around Democrats, Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser for denying President Trump's request for National Guard troops on January 6. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A key Senate Democrat is affirming her support for voting rights bills and the Senate filibuster that requires 60 votes to move a bill forward.
The debate over the Senate 60-vote threshold shines a light on our broader challenges. There's no need for me to restate my longstanding support for the 60-vote threshold to pass legislation.
Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema speaking on the Senate floor. Sinema insisting the filibuster shields the United States from wild reversals in laws that Congress passes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.